Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you.
A little bit of the Platters bringing us back. That's the lilting voice of Tony Williams, the lead singer for the Platters. Bob McTeer is with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Bob, you don't remember that song, do you?
I listen to the oldies all the time.
You're too young to remember that song, aren't you, Bob? Bob McTeer, folks, senior distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org, and a great organization. I encourage you to check out. Also, Bob McTeer's website is bobmcteer.com. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bob, what was it, 10 years ago or more, we found out about what Enron had done, right? Enron, one of the things they did was they parked debt in an offshore account and misled investors and now analysts on what their financial condition was, right? And they collapsed.
Yes, their books weren't transparent. They were
right.
Visible.
So then we got Sarbanes-Oxley, which was a reaction, 100% reaction to Enron and WorldCom and others that was going to stop that, right? And
right.
And when Sarbanes-Oxley was enforced, 60% of IPOs in the world were done in New York City. After Sarbanes-Oxley, the most recent report was 16% of IPOs are done in the United States, which is a 100% reaction to Sarbanes-Oxley. Now, then we find out recently, Bob, that Lehman Brothers, which really was the tripwire that caused the collapse of the economy, of the financial sector of the world, they were parking $50 billion in debt in offshore accounts, moving it around so that people couldn't see what their real exposure was, and at a time when the SEC was all over them and Sarbanes-Oxley was fully enforced. Bob, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, general regulations might help, like laws that require a certain amount of capital, laws that require a certain amount of transparency, but detailed regulations, you got bank lawyers that can always outmaneuver the regulators. So, I guess it just didn't work, and Sarbanes-Oxley has been a huge burden on corporate America ever since it was implemented.
And Lehman proved that it did not prevent another Enron.
It did not.
Only this one was worse.
Every crisis is going to be a little bit different than the one before.
Right.
And, we keep piling on the regulations based on the last one.
Well, see, that's because we've got incompetence in Washington. And Sarbanes-Oxley was passed in less than 90 days, unanimous. Anytime our government does anything in 90 days unanimously, watch out.
Yeah, well, we saw a replay of this scramble to do something no matter what with Dodd-Frank.
Right, the new Dodd-Frank financial bill.
We
right.
won't know for a couple of years what all we've done. But just watching that sausage being made was kind of disgusting.
Well, and I've been talking to independent community banks, Bob, who are scared to death that as this thing gets extended down to them, I mean, basically they're convinced that it's gonna make regulators almost be sitting beside the banker as they're trying to make relationship loans and slapping their hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chairman Bernanke spoke to the National Association of Community Banks recently
right.
and promised that wouldn't happen. But getting that message down to the examiners on the road is sometimes hard to do.
Well, I've had two of their
bank examiner. The worst thing that can happen to you is that your bank that you've been examining fails and you didn't say something about it.
Right.
If it's going to fail, you ought to be the one failing it.
But Bob, since Bernanke spoke to that group in March, and since then I've had a banker and a member of the ICBA's board and the president of the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America, I've had both of them on since that speech, and both of them are still frightened that they will not be able to conduct relationship banking with their customers because of Dodd-Frank and extended executions of that.
Yeah. Well, Dodd-Frank's going to be a lot harder on the big ones than the little ones, but the little ones have their own problems just by virtue of their size. There's an article in today's paper about the fact that there's still over 100 very small banks that are unable to repay their TARP money as of yet.
Right. Which interestingly, they probably were forced to take, by the way. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today helping us understand this. We always get smarter when you join us.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Bob. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my favorite folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.